Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Eileen Day McCusick with us. Her book is called Electric Body, Electric Health. And let's talk about this work, Eileen. What do you mean by, of course, electric body?
Well, when I was using the tuning forks all of these years, and the tuning forks were interacting with the body, I was trying to understand what was going on and how it was all working, because it was definitely getting results, and I knew there had to be some kind of explanation for it. And so what revealed itself to me over time was that the body has an electrical system in its entirety. And it's something that we've been kind of missing the forest for the trees, because most people know that their nervous system is electric, or that their heart is actually electric. Like if your heart stops, it can get jump-started with the electricity from
the
right. wall.
Absolutely.
And we know that our brain waves are electric. Many people know that their blood carries a charge, or that our bones are actually crystalline structures that make electricity when they're compressed. So what came into view over time was this idea that our body has an electrical system in its entirety. We have electric current flowing through our bodies. And it's a basic law of physics that anything that has an electric current running through it has a magnetic field around it. And historically, this has been called the human energy field or the aura, but that puts it into the category of metaphysical. We talk about energy healing. And what I've discovered is that the energy in energy healing is really just electricity, the electricity of the body, and it can be accessed and worked with through the magnetic field, which is what I do with the tuning forks.
Now, this is incredible work that you've done with this. Robert Becker, you familiar with his work, The Body Electric?
Absolutely.
Yep. So, I mean, so he was on to something as well, that the body is electricity. I'm told by a lot of doctors that if you have a fibrillation with your heart, it's caused by a problem with the electrical impulse in your spine. And if you work on that and fix that, the funny vibrations of your heart go away. And that's all electric, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just dramatic. Now, what do you mean by infinite being? What is that?
Infinite being. I'm not sure where you pulled that out of. But what I've really come to see is that as humans, we're not just limited to our skin. We tend to think that that's where we stop. But really, we're connected to all that is. we're all made of the same stuff, which is essentially light and electricity. And the same light that powers our biological electric body is the same light that powers the sun and the stars. And it's all one light, so it's ultimately indivisible.
Explain a little bit more about that.
Well, when we're alive and our electric body is functioning and present, we're like little drops of sunshine, like little drops of light energy. And it's the same light that we eat when we eat food. It's food that's grown in the sunlight. So it's really light is what we live on, and electricity. And most of what we get it from is actually from our breath, because we can go for weeks without food and we can go days without liquid, but we can only go a few minutes without breath. And oxygen, you know, we've been conditioned to think in chemical terms. And what I've found is that thinking electrically kind of widens the lens and opens up new possibilities. So, for example, in a chemical way of thinking, low pH is the state where our body starts to fall apart. But that's the exact same thing as low voltage. If we don't have sufficient electrical juice running through our systems, they start to fall apart. And so a lot of times that happens because we're not breathing properly. We're not getting enough oxygen. The oxygen molecule actually has 4 free electrons. And so when we breathe in oxygen, we're actually breathing in the electricity in our environment. And it's those electrons that bind to the hemoglobin in our blood and get dropped off at cells that fuel all of the electric functioning in our body. And it's all one electricity. We can't separate it or parse it out. Our bodies are built on it. All of creation has electrons, electrical activity, life, movement, and it's all one unified field of electricity, of light.
With the body being electric, I believe everybody has an aura, but it's probably an aura of electricity around them. What do you think?
Yeah, it's electromagnetism. It's a weak magnetic field, electromagnetic field.
And can you study somebody's electric field? And if you have a strong electric field, that you might be healthier than somebody who doesn't?
Absolutely. It's like 3-way bulbs. People who are really healthy are at their highest setting, 100 watts. And that's a metaphor, and it isn't really 100 watts. But when people become ill, their electric signal goes down, their voltage drops, their battery meter gets low, and they don't have sufficient resources to power all of the functions in their body, so certain things start to not work properly anymore.
If somebody held onto a voltmeter, would they be able to register anything?
You know, to be perfectly honest, I don't play around with an awful lot of devices. I'm not really into electronics. I just use simple tuning forks, and I can tell with a tuning fork, listening to somebody, how weak or how strong their body's electrical system is.
What has been one of the most powerful electrical bodies you've ever come across in terms of this vibration from somebody? Has it been, you know, like off the charts?
Well, everybody is different, and I find that the healthier people are, the cleaner their diet, the more disciplined their thinking, the more successfully they manage their emotions, the stronger and clearer their signal is, and the stronger their health and vitality and resilience is.
Have you come across anybody, Eileen, who electronically could shut off lights and street lights and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely people out there like that who make computers and other devices go haywire, and light bulbs do strange things. Yeah.
Where do they get that kind of ability, or how do they get it and someone else doesn't?
I'm not really sure. Some people just carry more charge or more erratic charge. I think we've all had the experience of getting discombobulated and frustrated with technology and then things freezing and not working. So sometimes our own scrambled energy can impact electronics around us.
Does science get involved in this at all? Do they investigate
Absolutely.
This? They do?
Yeah, it's kind of an an interesting field in science at the moment because it's a little controversial. The idea of the energy field still kind of is in that woo category. You know, we've been looking at the volatile when the term was first coined by a panel of National Institute for Health scientists back in 1994. They were using it to describe what we've called the aura or the human energy field. But as I've studied this, I've come to see that you really can't separate the electric current in the body from the magnetic field that surrounds it. It's kind of one and the same. And so now when I talk about the biofield, I'm really talking about the body's electrical system in its entirety, not just the field around it, but also the electricity running through it. So science is studying this, and there's quite a lot of papers that are coming out, a lot of research on the biofield.
Would the right kind of electricity affect cancers and things like that?
There's definitely research that's been done with both sound and vibration and electricity to treat cancer successfully.
And what are the results?
Well, very positive. Microcurrent, they put microcurrent into tumors and had them resolve. They've used sound to shatter cancer cells and make them dissolve. So there's quite a lot of ways that people are developing right now, both in alternative and conventional medical setting.
There is something called radionics, which is also called electromagnetic therapy, that claims that diseases can be diagnosed and treated by applying electromagnetic radiation, radio waves, to the body from an electrically powered device. Are you familiar with radionics at all?
Yes, I am familiar with radionics. I've read about it. I've never received it or done it.
That might be worthwhile for you to experiment with that. Because it's electricity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's done at a distance for the most part, isn't it, radionics?
It can be, or they have some like little special ultrasound type tubes, which they run across the body and things like that. But it's an incredible science. Now, mainstream medicine would call it too woo-woo.
Well, I think that that's going to change because I think that we're really entering an era where we're going to start to understand electric health better. I've recently learned that there's a group of investors who have put together quite a lot of money to study the human biofield, to advance the understanding of it in the same way that they map the human genome. So there's a targeted effort that is underway to better understand and educate people about the biofield.
Wouldn't it be great if there's some kind of apparatus, I don't know if there is or not, that you could just have somebody stand up, they take a little look at you, and they can pinpoint exactly where your ailments are, and then you bombard it with electricity or something like that?
Yeah, I'm sure that that will be created.
It sounds like Star Trek, doesn't it? Where they just wave some wand over you or something like that?
Exactly, like a tricorder that will read your vibes and then send in the right vibes that you need.
How does electricity affect someone's mental condition? Have you looked at that area yet?
Well, the work that I do with the tuning forks, it definitely affects mental and emotional health considerably because the way that we use our minds, the way that we experience our emotions are all events. They're all vibrational patterning in our electric body. And when people have out of balance habits or thinking, tendency towards perseveration or worry, there's very specific areas in the field where that electric current is running. I've actually mapped the whole field around the body and discovered that it has a very specific anatomy and physiology, and that specific mental and emotional tendencies reside in very specific areas. And you can find these imbalances and actually help shift them back into a more balanced state. And then people experience relief from the tension of that imbalance.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.